Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the foreign service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. This is Fernando Farias speaking, and together with sound technician Gloria Sarmiento, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Friday, October 25, 2024. We'll have news, sports, music, and we'll have a feature on mate, the traditional beverage of Argentina, that has been written by our producer Luis Maria Pandini, with excerpts of and sound bites of famous figures that have been captured by the passion of mate. Non-Argentines, I'm talking about. Famous actors and actresses and singers and sports people who are now mate drinkers. But that will be later on, after the news. Let me remind you that you can listen to us via our webpage, rae.com.ar, and via shortwaves on the frequency 5850 kHz. You can also download our app for mobile devices for free and listen to us on your cell phone. If you want to get in touch with us, our email is qslrae@gmail.com, and you can also send us a letter to Maipú Street 555, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. Let's get started now with the news. These are the headlines. President Milei signs a decree to dissolve the tax agency AFIP. Government reports poverty rate is declining. At the BRICS summit, Brazil opposed Venezuela's entry as a member. Uruguayan elections, polls show no candidate is expected to win Sunday's first round, likely leading to a runoff. Economy Minister Luis Caputo meets with IMF director in Washington. Sports. Racing Club draws 2-2 with Corinthians of Brazil in South American Cup semi-final. And these are the news. President Javier Milei has signed a decree to eliminate Argentina's tax agency AFIP. This measure was previously anticipated by the Casa Rosada, which said it aims to eliminate nearly half of its management positions to save public funds. The new resolution creates the ARCA, a new agency that will absorb the functions of the dissolved entity. Florencia Mirraji, the current head of AFIP, will continue in the same role at ARCA. According to Milei's government, poverty rates in Argentina have started to decline. The Ministry of Human Capital reported this trend in a study highlighting the first drop in years. This announcement comes shortly after official INDEC figures reported that nearly 53% of the Argentine population lives in poverty. However, the ministry, without offering any specific numbers, claims this shift is marking a turning point in the fight against inequality and for economic strengthening. The Catholic University of Argentina has confirmed this trend, the ministry says. It also attributes it to fiscal stabilization, investments in key sectors, and labor market improvements that are beginning to reverse years of poverty, the ministry said. Economy Minister Luis Caputo met with IMF Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva in Washington. In a social media post, Georgieva described it as a very good meeting and shared a photo with the Argentine official. According to her, there is an agreement around Argentina's priorities and noted, "We are seeing progress based on objectives and indicators." Caputo is in the US for the annual meeting of the IMF and the World Bank, which, by the way, this week approved a $2 billion loan for Argentina. At the BRICS summit in Kazan, Russia, Brazil opposed Venezuela's membership. Brazil under President Lula da Silva vetoed the Caribbean country's entry into the bloc that includes Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Venezuela's government in turn called Brasilia's stance an act of aggression and a hostile gesture. This development, let's point out, comes amid regional tensions following Venezuela's July 28 presidential vote, whose results Lula did not recognize and urged publication of the electoral minutes. On Sunday, Uruguay will hold elections to choose the successor to President Luis Lacalle Pou. According to polls, no candidate is likely to achieve more than 50% of the vote, suggesting a November 24 runoff. Leading hopefuls are Yamandú Orsi, a left-wing politician currently ahead in the polls, and ruling party candidate Álvaro Delgado. And now, sports. In the South American Cup, Argentina's Racing Club drew 2-2 with Brazil's Corinthians in São Paulo's Neoquímica Stadium under heavy rain. Racing took the lead with a goal by Maximiliano Salas, but Corinthians responded with two goals by Yuri Alberto. In the second half, Gaston Martirena tied the game for Racing. The match will be decided in the return leg next week in Avellaneda, Buenos Aires province. The winner will advance to the final of the Sudamericana in Asunción, Paraguay, that will take place on November 23. The other semi-final features another Argentine-Brazilian matchup, Lanús versus Atlético Mineiro. And these were the news on RAE, Radiodifusión Argentina al Exterior.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo. RAE, Argentina 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて, Argentin.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the Welt.
RAE. Argentina al mundo.
Let us listen to a little bit of northern music of Argentina on RAE now with this song called El Alero by the Los Chasquis group.
Thank you.
Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina, 面向世界。
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
La RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in die Welt.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
No es una bebida, es más bien una costumbre, como rascarse. Cuando llega alguien a tu casa, la primera frase es hola y la segunda, unos mates.
Mate is a custom, says radio host Lalomir. It's a custom like scratching yourself. When someone arrives at your place at home, the first thing you say is hello, good morning, welcome. But then you say, hey, do you want some mate?
Ese mate está perfecto, ni se te ocurra tocarlo. La bombilla está requieta, no la muevas con la mano. Ya puso primero y la montaña la arruinó. La mueve de arriba pa' abajo, de abajo pa' arriba y te digo para, para, para. Déjala quieta y toma, toma. La mueve de arriba pa' abajo y te digo para, para.
The culture of mate has experienced remarkable expansion worldwide in recent decades. It has been adopted by many in Europe, especially in Spain and Italy, where various enthusiasts drink it regularly. The Argentine and Uruguayan diaspora has carried mate to other countries, keeping its traditions alive by organizing gatherings and sharing the culture. Zoe Saldana, an American actress and model,of Dominican and Puerto Rican background is counted among its drinkers, and she states.
Empezó en realidad cuando yo era jovencita viviendo en la República Dominicana, que teníamos algunos amigos que eran chilenos y argentinos que iban a la misma escuela que yo. La primera vez que lo probé, me sentí tan despierta.
I drink mate, I like it. I started having it as a young girl in the Dominican Republic, thanks to some Chilean friends that went to school with me. As an adult, I reconnected with mate thanks to my makeup artist. She's from Buenos Aires and drinks it every day. I like it with a little sugar, and she taught me that the water should never boil. I pour the water, leaving some of the yerba dry, and I drink my mate.Mate has been incorporated into wellness and healthy lifestyle trends, and many people see it as an alternative to other caffeinated beverages, appreciating its benefits and the social ritual of sharing it. The growth of the mate market has led to an increase in related products, from bombillas, the straws, to containers or gourds, and also flavored mate herbs.Local and international brands are starting to take mate further and further. In some countries, events and festivals dedicated to mate have begun to be celebrated, educating people about its preparation and consumption, thus strengthening its cultural presence. Sabrina Carpenter, a popular actress and singer in the United States, is also a fan of mate.
Fans know that I have a very...terrible obsession with yerba mate. It's an Argentinian tea. I'm just really, I've been an addiction for quite some time.
Platforms like Instagram, TikTok and Twitter have allowed celebrities and users to share their experiences with mate, generating curiosity and interest around the social media universe. This has contributed to its global visibility.This South American beverage is very common in the football environment. More and more sports people worldwide are drinking mate as it is beneficial and considered a non-tropic due to its stimulating and energizing properties. Physicians recommend having it before training, assuring that athletic performance can increase by up to 5%. And this is due to the benefits this infusion, this beverage brings both for the mind as well as the body. American actor Viggo Mortensen of Lord of the Rings fame lived in Argentina as a child in the province of Chaco and in Buenos Aires City as well. And in an interview, Viggo has shared how he started drinking mate.
De niño, era en verano, y en verano se hace una cosa, en vez de agua caliente se le mete, por ejemplo, jugo de naranja, muy fría, y le
dicen... As a child, in the summer, instead of hot water, a mate is made with very cold orange juice, because of the heat. They call it tereré, and it keeps you awake without making you too nervous, like coffee. And with mate, you can go all day. In this report, we'll introduce some international celebrities who have shown their appreciation for mate, influencing their followers for and helping popularize this drink in countries like the US and also in Europe. With Leo Messi and Uruguay's Luis Suarez as main representatives and promoters and ambassadors, the football world is one of the environments where mate has penetrated the most. Influenced by them, Brazil's Neymar Jr. became a regular consumer. Cristiano Ronaldo started drinking mate thanks to footballers Rodrigo Bentancur and Paulo Dybala, with whom he integrated Juventus in Turin. He's often seen sharing mate with his Argentine wife, Georgina Rodriguez. Another footballer, Juan Román Riquelme, one of the top figures in the history of the sport in the country, has said. I've got two very big vices. One is drinking mate, the other is eating asado.
Vení sonando, vas dibujando arco iris en la voz. Cada mañana.
French striker Antoine Griezmann, a figure for Atlético de Madrid, has also interacted with numerous Uruguayan and Argentine players throughout his career. They were the reasons he tried mate at that time. Nowadays, Griezmann knows very well how to prepare mate and does it naturally, as he were Argentine or Uruguayan. He claims that matecito gives him energy and compares it to other hot beverages like tea and coffee. Wu Lei from China, Egypt's Mohamed Salah, English player Kieran Trippier, and Korea's Son Heung-min are just a few of the international footballers who have tried and helped spread mate worldwide.
Está perfecto, ni se te ocurra tocarlo. La bombilla está requieta, no la muevas con la mano. Ya puso primero y la montaña la arruinó. La mueve de arriba para abajo, de abajo para arriba, y te digo para, déjala quieta y toma.
But mate has not only reached the arena of football. Miley Cyrus, for example, has shared moments on social media where she's seen drinking mate, leading many of her followers to feel curious and inspired to try it. For Miley, mate is not just a drink, but also a way to connect with friends and enjoy social moments. Hollywood actor Chris Evans has mentioned mate on several occasions, surprising many of his followers. Through interviews and posts, he has revealed that he enjoys mate for its flavor and the social experience of sharing it with friends. The lead singer of Metallica, James Hetfield, drinks mate and brings his equipment to every show. The musician has been married since 1997 to an Argentine woman who introduced the rocker to this custom.
El mate no es una bebida. El mate es una costumbre, es un ritual, es una cuestión filosófica. El mate es, en el fondo, una conversación, es abrazar al otro. Por eso el mate es también intrínsecamente argentino.
Mate is not just a drink. Mate is a custom, it's a ritual, it's a philosophical matter. It's essentially a conversation, embracing the other. That's why mate is intrinsically Argentine. The expansion of mate is an interesting phenomenon that reflects globalization and cultural exchange, becoming a beverage which is appreciated in various contexts. This was Mate from Argentina to the World, a feature produced by Luis Pandini.
Y recuerdos queridos, Camba Mate en tu rancho, vivían con vos. Eras todo nostalgia, eras todo ternura. Te has quedado en mi pueblo y con mi canción. En tu barrio tranquilo, por las tardecitas, en tu rancho de lata solías tocar ese mate criollo que en tus labios tan rojo derramabas dulzura y un recuerdo fugaz.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in die Welt.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Music now, rock music, before a feature on the Exposito Brothers, two key writers of tango music. This is Babasónicos with Los Calientes.
Argentina to the World presents Homero and Virgilio Expósito, two brothers whose fate was poetry and tango. The provincial capital of tango, Zárate, in Buenos Aires province, is the place where several important people in the history of tango were raised. Among them, Homero and Virgilio Expósito. Their father was an anarchist activist who made a living as a baker, but what he really wanted to be was a poet. Naming his children Homero and Virgilio shows just how much he loved literature. Homero, a poet and a lyricist, was born in 1918 and was sent to a boarding school in Buenos Aires. Virgilio, in turn, who was a composer and a pianist, was born 5 years later in 1924. And this is one of Virgilio's daughters, recalling her father and uncle's first creative steps. Mónica recalls that her father, Virgilio, asked his mother a piano when he was 5, and he studied from that age on in an academy of Zárate. He went to a military high school. She also remembers her uncle Homero was sent to the San Jose Boarding School in Buenos Aires, where he won every literary contest he took part in. She also recalls that they were very demanding with themselves as songwriters. Talking about Virgilio and Homero, they could make up to 35 versions of one single song until they made up their mind on which was the best. In 1938, they wrote their first tango song together. They were 19 and 14 respectively. Despite the piece not becoming very popular, it was sung by the then-renowned singer and actress, Libertad Lamarque, that the brothers had met by chance on a train. When Homero finished high school, he began studying at the Philosophy and Literature School of the University of Buenos Aires. But he didn't graduate, although he gained a considerable literary background that would be reflected on his lyrics and his poetry. His brother Virgilio, in turn, who had played piano since he was little, had as a mentor during his teenage years one of the greatest composers of academic music of our country, Alberto Ginastera, who encouraged his student to compose and expand his musical knowledge. Virgilio was an excellent pianist and he integrated music groups of the most diverse genres, mainly tango, but also jazz. By the early 1940s, the brothers had already penned various pieces that were recorded by the best orchestras and singers of the then fashionable music of Argentina's capital. Of course, we are talking about tango.
Estaba recordando tu casa, mi casa, portal donde la luna se volvió esperando, cedrón en donde el viento se perfuma y pasa, y al ver que nos pusimos viejos y todo fue en vano, siento un vals en tu piano llorar y me pongo a pensar si no llora de amor. Era la era primera que apaga la ojera y enciende el rubor. Una tarde te acuerdas, un beso debajo del cerezo sellaba nuestro amor. Pudo el amor ser un nudo más duro que pudo luchando vencer. Una casa era pobre hasta rica, fácilmente se explica que no pudo ser. Y así, por el recuerdo lloro, tu casa, tu amor que está guardado en un estuche de oro.
mi amor que al fin de darse se quedó sin brasas. Y al ver que nos pusimos viejos y estamos tan solos, siento un vals en tu piano llorar y me pongo a pensar si no llora de amor. Era la era primera que apaga la hoguera y enciende el rubor. Una tarde te acuerdas con un beso, debajo del cerezo se llama nuestro amor. Pudo el amor ser un nudo más duro que pudo luchando vencer. Una casa era pobre, otra rica, fácilmente se explica que no pudo ser. Una casa era pobre, otra rica, fácilmente se explica que no pudo ser.
One of those compositions was Absurd, which was recorded by Edmundo Rivero. Very frequently, experts and tango scholars name Homero as the most original and representative of the genre poets, who brought together the characteristics of the two other great lyricists of tango. On one hand, Homero Manzi and his nostalgic romanticism, and also, on the other hand, the skeptical view of Enrique Santos Discépolo. Mimo, as he was called by family and friends, is remembered as a genius, and he's remembered as such by another of the great composers of the time, pianist Attilio Stamponi, who recalls this way how they created together the song Affiche.
Bueno, ese tema es mi primer tango que se llama Affiche.
Stamponi recalls that Homero Expósito would frequently come home for dinner, and during one of those visits, while Homero ate with his mother in the kitchen, Attilio played the piano in another room. A little later, from a phone, Homero would dictate the tailor-made lyrics to the melody he had heard while having lunch. And that's how Affiche was born, Stamponi's first song. Homero was a genius among geniuses, says his old friend.
Y después se iba al café de la esquina.
Cruel en el cartel, la propaganda manda cruel en el cartel y en el fetiche de un afiche de papel se vende la ilusión, se rifa el corazón y apareces tú vendiendo el último jirón de juventud, cargándome otra vez la cruz. Cruel en el cartel, te ríes corazón, dan ganas de balearse en un rincón. Ya da la noche a la cancel.
In 1947, at the age of 23, Virgilio is named director of Radio Splendid's orchestra. In addition to composing, he makes musical arrangements, produces other musicians, and travels to the US to play jazz. In the 60s, he moves to Brazil, where he lived for various years, working for RCA Victor label. In Brazil, he records with singer Paul Anka an album entirely in Spanish. Together with his brother Homero, he wrote hundreds of songs, like this one, Makeup, interpreted here by singer Adriana Varela with Virgilio himself on the piano.
Porque ese cielo azul que todos vemos ni es cielo ni es azul. Lástima grande que no sea verdad tanta belleza. Lupercio Leonardo de Argensola, 1559-1613. No, ni es cielo ni es azul, ni es cierto tu candor, ni al fin tu juventud. Tú compras el carmín
y el pote de rubor que tiembla en tus mejillas y ojeras con verdín para llenar de amor tu máscara de arcilla. Tú, qué tímida y fatal, te arreglas el dolor después de sollozar. Sabrás cómo te amé un día al despertar, sin fe ni maquillaje, ya lista para el viaje que desciende hasta el color final. Mentira, que son mentiras tu virtud, tu amor y tu bondad, y al fin tu juventud. Mentira, te maquillaste el corazón, mentira sin piedad, qué lástima de amor. Tú compras el carmín y el pote de rubor que tiembla en tus mejillas y ojeras con verdín para llenar de amor tu máscara de arcilla. Tú, qué tímida y fatal, te arreglas el dolor después de sollozar. Sabrás cómo te amé un día al despertar, sin fe ni maquillaje, ya lista para el viaje que desciende hasta el color final.
Scholar José Govelo assures that tango was not made to sing about what you have, but about what you've lost. And there are many Expósito Brothers pieces that completely and utterly respect that norm. One example, Orange Tree in Blossom, interpreted here by singer Roberto Goyeneche.
Era más blanda que el agua, que el agua blanda. Era más fresca que el río, un naranjo en flor. Y en esa calle de estío, calle perdida, dejó un pedazo de vida y se marchó. Primero hay que saber sufrir, después amar, después partir y al fin andar sin pensamiento. Perfume de naranjo en flor, promesas vanas de un amor que se escaparon en el viento. Después, ¿qué importa del después? Toda mi vida es el ayer que me detiene en el pasado. Eterna y vieja juventud que me ha dejado acobardado como un pájaro sin luz. ¿Qué le habrán hecho mis manos? ¿Qué le habrán hecho para dejarme en el pecho tanto dolor, dolor de vieja arboleda, canción de esquina, y con un pedazo de vida, naranjo en flor? Primero hay que saber sufrir, después amar, después partir y al fin andar sin pensamiento. Perfume de naranjo en flor, promesas vanas de un amor que se escaparon con el viento. Después, ¿qué importa del después? Toda mi vida es el ayer que me detiene en el pasado. Eterna y vieja juventud que me ha dejado acobardado como un pájaro sin luz.
While pursuing a career as a poet, Miro Exposito also tried to start some gastronomic ventures without much success. He also worked hard at the SADAIC organization that defends the rights of Argentine musicians. Homero died in 1987, several years after retiring from writing. Virgilio, in turn, continued playing until his death in 1997. Both were and are recognized as some of the best five tango writers in history. And even though their names are completely tied to tango, we also have to mention Vete de mí, Get Away from Me, a bolero song that the brothers wrote by chance in 1936, which would end up becoming an icon of the genre, recorded more than 400 times by various artists. And this is Virgilio's rendition. Rai, Argentina to the World, presented the Exposito Brothers. Production, Julieta Galván. Voiceover, Fernando Farias. Edition, Esteban Villarroel.
Rai, Argentina al mundo.
Rai, Argentina, 面向世界.
Rai, Argentine vers le monde.
Rai, Argentina to the world.
Rai, 世界に向けて, Argentin.
Rai, Argentina al mundo.
La Rai, Argentina al mundo.
Rai, Argentinian in the world.
Rai, Argentina al mundo.
And we've got time for one more song before signing off, and this is a track by Fito Páez from his 1994 album Circo Beat, one of his most popular. But this is a song that is particularly dear to him because it's dedicated to his hometown of Rosario, the city of Rosario in the province of Santa Fe, which is about 300 kilometers north of Buenos Aires, the birthplace of many important figures in Argentine history, such as Che Guevara, for example, Alberto Olmedo, Lionel Messi, and Angel Di Maria, just to mention a few. And this is a song that Fito wrote for it, called Tema de Piluso, which is named after a character, a popular character in a children's show, called Piluso. Piluso was the name of the character that was interpreted by another Rosario-born artist, Alberto, the late Alberto Olmedo. And Fito says in this song that having the afternoon snack, the merienda, watching Piluso's show was something that everybody did, and nobody missed every single day. Tema de Piluso by Fito Páez on Rai. And let's go over the headlines again before signing off. President Milei signs a decree to dissolve the tax agency AFIP. Government reports poverty rate is declining. At the BRICS summit, Brazil opposed Venezuela's entry as a member. Uruguayan elections. Polls show no candidate is expected to win Sunday's first round, likely leading to a runoff. The economy minister Luis Caputo meets with IMF director in Washington. Sports. Racing draws 2-2 with Corinthians in South American Cup semifinal. With that, we come to the end of today's edition of RAE Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior for Friday, October 25, 2024. Our sound technician was Gloria Sarmiento and the host, yours truly, Fernando Farias. Hope you enjoyed today's program. We wish that you have an excellent weekend. Join us on Monday for a new program of RAE. Ciao.